On today's episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand, I'm going to go through what we are learning at Upgrowth Commerce when it comes to TikTok Shop. You might be wondering, you know, who cares? I don't really care about TikTok Shop. You know, I'm not going to be using TikTok Shop. We're not going to go on TikTok Shop. I'm a Canadian. I don't really care. You should. I hate to use the S word there, but you should care about it. And the reason why you should care about it is that Meta is rolling out the pixel for pixel copy in Q3 this year. And it's going to be game over if you do not understand what a massive shift in the market that is going to look like when they roll this out. And so I want to go through and talk to you about some of the learnings that we're finding on TikTok, for instance, and then I want to talk about how that is going to change immensely when we roll that out on Meta as well. Guys, this is the future. This is an episode you're not going to want to miss. Today's sponsor is Finale Inventory, a tool that I have personally used and loved for years. To me, it really stands out as the solution for accurate and efficient inventory management. It's trusted by thousands of brands. Finale offers seamless integration with over 80 sales channels, including TikTok Shops, featuring customizable workflows and reporting to streamline your operations and scale with ease. Prevent overselling, maximize profitability, whether you're managing multiple sales channels, expanding your product range, or seeking ways to reduce operational costs. With Finale, you're equipped with the tools needed to succeed in today's e-commerce landscape. Interested in seeing how Finale can streamline your business operations? Visit finaleinventory.com and go check out the demo. I also do have a nice little promo code for you. Try Upgrowth 2024 for 20% off your first 6 months if you are a new user. Enhance your inventory management by visiting finaleinventory.com. Now, back to today's episode. Hey guys, Jordan West back with another episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand. Today, I'm going to be talking all things TikTok Shop. I'm going to be talking about what we are learning when it comes to TikTok Shop at Upgrowth Commerce. At Upgrowth Commerce, we have a lot of clients on TikTok Shop. We've learned a lot. We've had some really great wins and we've had some learnings so far. And I would say that we have had a lot of learnings and I want you guys to learn from our learnings. And so let's talk about it right from the beginning. So number one, getting on board with TikTok Shop and what that actually takes. Right. So we have been able to push through basically every single brand that has come to us. We've been able to actually get them onto TikTok Shop. What does that actually take? Well, the big learning there is that it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of resubmitting constantly, constantly, constantly. It takes having all of your paperwork really there at the beginning so you don't have to continue to resubmit. You need a lot of paperwork when it comes to this. If you're a supplement brand, you need to have all of your approvals. You need to have all of your FDA certs. All of that stuff needs to be there to actually get onto TikTok Shop. And so number one, that is the very first thing that I'm recommending is just making sure that you understand the absolutely massive lift that it is to get on there. Number two is making sure that you do not use the Shopify connector. And I know I've talked about this before, but using Aftership is a must when it comes to connecting. This is something that you do not want to have the Shopify connector. It's just not good enough. We've seen some really big issues. We've seen some brands, not our brands, but other brands get shut down when it comes to using the Shopify connector because, you know, orders don't come through and then they sit in the queue and then you get penalized and then eventually you get shut down by TikTok Shop, and you do not want that, folks. So that is one big learning that we're having. The other learning is that you want to be the buyer. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Right? Always be the buyer. In this instance, what I'm talking about is that when you come onto TikTok Shop and you have no sales and you start reaching out to influencers with no sales, the influencers are the buyer, right? They get to look at you and be like, I don't know. There's no sales. How do I know that this is going to be good? Right? Versus coming to them already established. Now, how do you do that, right? TikTok Shop is so new. And guys, we're all learning this at the same time. Luckily, I have a lot of learnings at Upgrowth Commerce that are coming through right now that I'm helping you guys out with here. Today's sponsor is Finale Inventory, a tool that I have personally used and loved for years. To me, it really stands out as the solution for accurate and efficient inventory management. It's trusted by thousands of brands. Finale offers seamless integration with over 80 sales channels, including TikTok Shops, featuring customizable workflows and reporting to streamline your operations and scale with ease. Prevent overselling, maximize profitability, whether you're managing multiple sales channels, expanding your product range, or seeking ways to reduce operational costs. With Finale, you're equipped with the tools needed to succeed in today's e-commerce landscape. Interested in seeing how Finale can streamline your business operations? Visit finaleinventory.com and go check out the demo. I also do have a nice little promo code for you. Try Upgrowth 2024 for 20% off your first 6 months if you are a new user. Enhance your inventory management by visiting finaleinventory.com. Now back to today's episode. And so one of the big learnings at first is boosting as many sales for your brand as you can. Now, how do you do that? Let's talk about good, better, best. So number one is starting to run TikTok shop ads immediately when you get set up. Now, how are you going to do that when you don't have that great of content? Well, number one, you're going to use meta content. As much as I don't want you guys to be using meta content, this is the best way. Now, if you have some good, so you have some stuff that's worked really well on TikTok itself. So if you have anything that's gone viral that has one of your products in it, repost it with a shop link and then run a spark ad from your page itself, run the spark ad over into TikTok shop. It's that easy. What I recommend is 3 to 5 ads per ad set. Make it really simple. Start with a low budget. Even if you want to start at, you know, $50 to $100 a day, reallocate some budget. Guys, just reallocate some budget from your TikTok ads. Unless everything is really crushing right now, then go ahead and add some extra budget. But if you're scared about budget, just reallocate some budget. I'm not going to guarantee you, but I can almost guarantee you that you will be profitable, or you'll have a return on ad spend and a scaling methodology that you're very comfortable with. Now, the goal here is really just to break even, right? And the goal is to break even and start to show some of those stats so that influencers start reaching out to you. Now, should you not reach out to influencers? Absolutely not. At Upgrowth Commerce, we're attempting to reach out to 1,000 influencers a week per brand. So it's a lot of people that we're reaching out to. But my recommendation is that you get into the driver's seat, right? So that influencers are going to start reaching out to you because they're seeing, oh, awesome, this brand has done like 100,000 in GMV. We know that this is a good brand. Now, when I say brand, what I mean is really product, right? So let's go back to this here. So here's another big mistake that we made at first is, yeah, put all of your products up on TikTok shop. While that might be true for some bigger brands, you know, we were talking with some really well-known brands. Recently, I was on a chat with some really well-known brands yesterday. And for them, it's like, yeah, go ahead, put your product catalog on there, but really only focus on 3 to 5 of your top biggest sellers. Because that's how you're going to start ranking, right? You're going to start ranking per product. And so you really want to make sure to focus on those specific products and getting those products out there. So when you're running your Spark ads, run them to specific products. Make sure those products are sub $50, even $35 as an AOV is a really, really nice number as well. So that's a really, really important distinction to have when you're running TikTok shop ads is very specifically for that. Now, starting to boost those specific products and then going after influencers after you have some of that proof so that they know that you're not a $0, you know, this isn't a $0 sort of game for them. And so what we're recommending now, anytime a brand comes on, and guys, remember, we're working with a lot of brands, like a lot. Now we're actually going back to the brands that we're working with and letting them know like, hey, we need to start running ads to this right away. That is how we're going to get traction. And so that is my big recommendation for today is let's keep it really simple today. Lower your count of products that you're actually going to focus on. And once you have a product that you want to focus on, you need to double, triple, quadruple, 10x down on that specific product. And before that, run ads, run TikTok ads. If this is something that seems like a huge lift for you guys, and just so everybody knows, it is a massive lift, we know from our side, feel free to get a hold of us, go to upgrowthcommerce.com and put in a contact form to talk about TikTok shop. You talk about TikTok ads too. We do everything in Upgrowth Commerce that you can think of for acquisition. So again, this is not a big sell for us. We're just obsessed with it right now. It's something that I feel is adding a ton of value to brands. And so I just wanted to throw that out there for you guys. And yeah, like I said, and like I often say, everything that we talked about today will be down in the show notes. And I hope that this was helpful for you guys today. So yeah. Hey guys, just wanted to say thanks again so much for listening to the podcast. If I could ask one favor of you, it would be to share this with your other e-commerce store owner friends. We want everyone in the e-com space to be listening to this podcast, and lots of you guys already are, and we really, really appreciate that. One last thing before you go as well is we are offering to our podcast listeners a free e-commerce growth plan where we go from strategy to sale with your brand in this e-commerce growth plan. So feel free to go to www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow and apply for a free growth plan today. Thank you all again so much for listening.